Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Terry. I'm your supervisor. How can I assist you today?
Hi, Terry. My name is Janet Beaumont, and on December 9th, I ordered the Keto Ascend and the Keto Cleanse. I was unaware that it was under a 14-day trial. What the original bottle that I ordered for $6.70 and $7.45. When I called back, I think on the 16th day or the 17th day, it was like a few days after the 14-day trial, the girl had said, and she had said that I was out of the trial thing. I said, yeah, but this is, product is making me sick. And when I first received it, I didn't start taking it right away, waited a couple of days, and then I started taking it, but it's making me sick. So I don't want to take this product anymore. And she said, well, you're past the 14-day trial. I said, well, I'm canceling. I don't want anything else of this product and whatnot. And she said, okay. And so she would do it. But I just called back today because I called my credit card company who I purchased this originally with. And they said that I have additional charges on my card on 12/26 for $92.90 from you guys and $91.89. And I said, on 12/26, what is that for? She said, that just shows up that you guys have charged that towards my card. And I said, okay. And then I said, well, the reason I'm calling is because yesterday I received a bottle of the Keto Ascend and the Keto Cleanse. And I said, well, I haven't ordered this. This was supposed to be canceled. So I'm wondering why I received it in the mail. So that's why I had called my credit card company. That's what prompted me to do that. And they said that I've been charged twice, not just those two charges of 92 and 91, but on December 26th and January 28th for those. So four transactions have come through in the last 2 months. And I'm just now receiving this other bottles. So I was like, wait a minute. I don't even know. So am I getting charged $370 for two bottles?
Okay, let me explain. I do apologize. And then I want
to
see if
all of this was supposed to be canceled.
Yes, ma'am. I need you to see if you have any cancellation numbers because I don't see anything but today, okay? But let me go ahead.
Right, that's the cancellation number that I have is the one that the girl just gave me. I think her name was Jasmine. She just gave me that today because I was like, well, why didn't the other girl give me that? She said she was going to send me an email.
Okay, that's what I was going to say, if you could check and see if you got any emails. But let me go over what's going on because I do apologize. When you did your trial, you paid the shipping and handling for a 14-day trial.
Oh, is that what that was?
I do understand. Yeah.
Well, that was what it was, right.
What happened was when you didn't cancel the bottles, because if you would have called in during those 14 days, you canceled the trial, which cancels the bottle, okay? Once they canceled the bottles, it keeps you from being charged full price because they don't ship out just a 10-day trial bottle. They ship out a full 30-day supply. So if it doesn't get canceled within the 14 days, that bottle goes into full charge because it is a 30-day supply. So what happened is on December 26th, that is when you were charged full price because you went out of trial.
Right, but the girl, I had already called before September 26th, and the girl had said she would cancel it and send me an email.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Between 12/9, which is the day I bought it, and 12/9 was the day I bought it, and a couple, whenever it was, like I said, I want to say it was the 16th day or something. It was only a few days after the 14-day trial, because I remember her saying that, because I was like, I wasn't even aware there was a 14-day thing. She said, that's why you're only paying shipping and handling. I said, I just thought it was reduced price. According to how it was advertised, it looked like it was reduced price, not necessarily just shipping and handling. So I said, I was confused, obviously, by the way I read it or how I bought it and whatnot. And so I explained that to the girl, and she said, that's fine. We'll go ahead and cancel it. I'll send you a confirmation email. We left it at that. Then I see these two bottles come in the mail, and that's why I was like, what the hell?
Right.
So that's why I've gone further, because, and it's been 3 months. This was bought in 12/9. I got the first two bottles that week or a little bit after that week. I don't know what week that was, 12/9, but I got it a couple days later. I didn't start it for a few days. I had it at the house, and then I started it, and then I went through 2 weeks of it, and I was like, this is making me sick. So that's when I called.
I do understand, ma'am. It shows here that the product was shipped out on 12/10, So you didn't, it shows from the USPS postal that you got the bottles on 12/14.
Right. It's a couple days later, like I'm saying, from the time that I ordered it. But I didn't take it on the 14th. I didn't start taking it probably till a few days after that. I want to say maybe 2 days after that I got it.
I went through it
for 14 days or 2 weeks, because I try to give everything at least 2 weeks to work, you know, or to at least show a difference. And then I was like, I was in the bathroom all the time. Shitting. So it was making me sick.
Well, that cleanse do. You're supposed to take it at night, so that way it'll clean out the toxins. It helps get rid of any fat as you sleep. It'll break it down, so that way when you get up, you get rid of it, which is going to the bathroom, peeing, and you know, the number two, getting that. That helps clean out any toxins on both ends. So that is what that cleanse is for.
So you're saying, because I have the two bottles from the beginning that I never even finished and the two bottles that just came yesterday, that's why I'm being charged $92, $91, $92, $91?
Yes, ma'am. See, what happened is when you got charged.
And you can't return these?
No,
ma'am.
And I
can't return these or send them back or anything like that.
Yeah,
but there's
no
refund for these.
Well, if you just bear with me one right now, I'm just explaining, okay? Because I understand you was wondering how you got charged four times and you just got a bottle today. That's what I was explaining. The first bottles that you got, because those were a trial bottle. They're not trial bottles. You were given a trial for a 30-day supply, but you were given a 14-day trial. So if you didn't call and cancel the bottle to get it for free, the bottle goes into full charge. Once that bottle goes into full charge.
I didn't understand that. Yeah, I thought I had 30 days because that was a 30-day supply. I didn't know that it was under a 14-day, because that's what I told the girl. I'm like, what? It's usually 30 days. You have to figure things out. No, it was only
days.
A 14-day. I'm like, well, I didn't know that. And then she said, okay, I'll cancel it. And then we were supposed to go. That was before the 26th. So that's why I'm like, why the hell did I get charged? And I didn't even know about that till this morning.
Reason why I'm asking is because you had stated that she let you know that you were out of trial for that product.
Yeah.
When you
on
were
the
talking
14th,
to her.
Yeah, because she said
okay,
it was
so
the 16th
if you were,
day.
If you were out of trial for that product, that meant that you called after they had charged you full price.
But it didn't go through, is what I'm saying, because I found out about it today with my credit card company.
And I do understand. What I'm trying to do is kind of establish exactly what's going on and what has happened, what has took place, okay?
Sure.
Reason why I'm doing that, because I'm going to need you to go back and get that email and see if you can locate the email where you probably got a cancellation email. If you can locate that cancellation email, it will help me, okay? Because then I can say, okay, well, she canceled from the company and they didn't put it in the notes or they didn't put it on her account for us, so we don't see it. You understand?
Yeah, the Jasmine girl said she didn't even have any information about my call. I'm like, come on.
Yeah, that's why I'm stating
that the calls are recorded.
Right. That's why I'm stating that I need that email, because I don't know that. Yeah, they are recorded. So I can have somebody pull a call because you were saying it was the 16th day. So if it was the 16th day from the trial, I would have to have them pull a call from the 16th day from where your trial had ended. So that would be like the 26th, 27th of December.
Right, but she didn't say that I was already charged. She didn't ever said that. That's what I'm saying.
I
didn't know about.
I understand. They probably didn't. Right. She probably, and I'm going to be honest, some agents, when you talk to them, and sometimes customers, that's why they're calling in. They're upset because of the charges, or they see the charges and they want to call and cancel. But when she told you was out of trial, she should have let you know you had already been charged full price for your product. Whenever you go out of trial, you go into a full charge if it's not canceled.
She never said that, so I didn't know that. And I was okay. I knew about the first couple of charges, the 670 and 745. So even when I asked my credit card company, I'm like, we're looking for charges for like $6 and $7. And then so she found those, and then she said, well, what about these 92 and 91 and 92 and 91 on these different dates? And I'm like, that's what I don't know about. She said, well, they obviously have your credit card information, so they're considered recurring. And I said, well, then we, she goes, here, I said, do you have a phone number? Because I don't even have a phone number. And I've been looking online all morning to try to call you guys, and I couldn't find a phone number. And there was no paperwork in the damn bag.
No,
what kind of people send
a,
you? How could you send your products without paperwork? There's not even a receipt in there.
It should be a phone number on the back of the bottle, ma'am. I do apologize. We're a third party center for that company. We have their standards of what their protocols are for their products.
You understand my frustration regarding all of this.
I do, ma'am. Like I did it before myself. Didn't know. I just caught it on the first charge. And I honestly went and tried to dispute them and still end up having to pay full charge because I had the bottles and I did do the trial. So they made me liable for the charges. So I do understand how you feel. I have explained everything.
Out of all of this and all this nonsense, if you have to charge me for the trial bottles because I ordered them, because I paid the shipping and handling, and because I opened them and I used them, that's one thing. But these other two bottles that just showed up, I'm not paying for them.
Okay.
Because I'm not taking them.
What I was going to say, ma'am, what I can do about the bottles that you just got, and I do understand, that's why I was asking if you can locate that cancellation email that the agent should have sent you after you canceled after your first charges will work really well for me, so that way I can be able to see. But if not, what I would have to do at this time, because you were in a subscription, and I would have to discount the bottles that you just got so I can get you some money back on them. Okay.
What I have to do to get my money back is what I need. That's my goal here, is to get some of my money back, because I didn't spend $370 on a product that I'm not even using, that I don't want, and that's making me sick, that I don't like. So
believe me, I do
understand. $370 for something that I didn't even use. And this card, and that's what threw me off too, is I was like, I knew I put some money on this card, but it was way higher than it should have been. And I'm like, what's going on with my card? I need to go through these transactions, and I haven't received my statement yet, so I don't have all the, you know, written down. So I called the lady to talk to her, and she went through every transaction that I've made in the last 2 months. And these were not mine. I didn't make these transactions because I was signed up for something that I didn't realize I was signed up for. I thought I had 30 days, not 14. Then when I was told I had 14, I was never told that I was charged the full amount. Then I get more bottles in the mail. So, yeah, I'm very frustrated, and it's costing me $380. I'm not thrilled. I'm more upset than ever.
I do understand. I do apologize. I am going to
see
what
I... This is not in there. It's not even... I'm not upset at you or at the Jasmine girl or any of your employees. I'm upset with the fact that it was advertised a certain way. It wasn't explicitly said that there was a 14-day thing, that I was automatically getting into something that was recurring. And it just... I'm not pleased at all with it. I need to be refunded. That is the purpose of my call. That is the purpose of this thing. And otherwise, I'm going to have to file a dispute with my credit card company is my next step.
And I understand, ma'am, and I know how that goes. Believe me, I deal with it. I have dealt with it personally, on a regular basis. And I dealt with it personally. That's what I was explaining to you. I did that personally myself. I got charged, didn't know why, ran and disputed my charges, never called customer support until I got charged again. And I didn't understand why I was getting charged again. When I found out I got charged again, it was from my own bank at this time. My bank was charging because I had took and did a trial. And I was liable for the charges because I had their product. So I do understand. Believe me, thoroughly understand. What is the email stating?
I'm not finding the email. I need to know who I'm searching for. What am I searching for?
It should say something like cancellation confirmation.
I'll put that in and see. Hey, like I'm doing a search.
Okay.
Because, you know, emails, there's like a shit ton of them. You know, come on.
I do understand.
Trying to find one email from 6 months ago or for 3 months ago, that's harder than trying to find a needle in a haystack.
Okay, or it could say keto exin cancellation confirmation.
I'm going to put in cancellation confirmation because I wrote that first. So let's see what comes up with that. under the search. Etsy, some higher level, I did that. Southwest, ClickBank, Service, PayPal, Vein. There's a Blues. I don't see Travelocity. No, this is going too far back. So cancellation.
Well, it should be in December. It should be like December 27th, somewhere around there, because you said it was out of trial.
Right. Okay. So I'm not seeing anything. So what was the other one that you said? Keto Ascend?
Uh-huh. Why are you doing that? What I can do for you, ma'am, and I do apologize. You have a 35% discount on your account. I can add those to those charges that you have for January to get them discounted at a 35%, where you can get 35% of your money back on each charge.
That's not enough, but 35%.
What if I will
money,
go ahead and do 15% of I already been trying to figure it out for you.
Okay. Well, I pulled up Keto Ascend, and the only thing I have is support order confirmation. It's for both orders. That's the only
thing.
And
that was back
up
on December 9th?
12/9.
Yeah.
At 8:20 in the morning, it's just showing my orders, $7.45, and the other one.
I see that as well. Yes, ma'am.
So that's the only, I never received anything, it seems.
Yeah, that minute wasn't canceled out.
I don't remember seeing it. I don't remember seeing it, an email from them, but I figured, you know, maybe I passed it, you know, bypassed or something like that.
You always make sure you call in. And honestly, you should have asked her for a cancellation number. So that way you would have been able to have
that. I didn't think of
that,
which is why that's why I asked Jasmine, because I'm like, I don't think I ever got any of that information. The girl said she was going to send me an email, and I was like, okay, fine, I'll see you later, bye. And I think I called her, and I was on my way to work or something, so I was in a hurry. But
okay, I do apologize.
But this time I'm doing my best to call now and take care of things, and like, I'm not pissed at you guys. It's just,
I know
the product is not helpful for me, and it's, you know, not making me feel good. And I've been dilly-dallying as to whether or not I was going to even try it or not, because so many people have told me about the keto diet, blah, blah, blah. And I figured I would try something, and I tried this. But like I said, I thought I had 30 days, not 14. I didn't realize there was a trial and a recurring everything going on. So that's why I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. And also, in the month of December, I was having all kinds of problems with Uber, my Uber account. My Uber Rider account was hacked, and it was affecting another credit card. So the entire month of December, I was literally on the phone with Wells Fargo or text messaging Uber Rider, Uber Office. It was a fucking nightmare. Like, terrible. It was the worst thing every single day for a month when I just got back from a trip. I was dealing with that. So if I bypassed this, it's because I was totally focused on my Wells Fargo and fraud and fraudulent charges and trying to get in touch with Uber, and they don't even have a customer number, so you can only message them, and it was a freaking nightmare. And I just started getting caught up on things, which is why I've been using this card so much, because I didn't have my other card.
Yes, ma'am. What I would like to do for you, because like I said, you do have a 35%, but I want to add my 15% with you. That will give you 50% back on each charge.
If that's the best you can do, I would appreciate anything you can do at this point. And I will, you know, eat the first $90 or whatever it was for the first bottles. But I'm not planning on using this. If anything, I'm going to give it away.
Well, I hate to hear that, and I do apologize. Like I said, believe me.
But I'm
going to
let them know they're going to be pooping their brains out, so get ready.
Well, like, you know what? Tell them the thing of it is, ma'am, and I do truly apologize. We do get customers to call in and ask us how you could take the product. I always inform them because, like I said, I did try different products before, even when I didn't try and still paid for and end up having to give to my daughter, which I'm pretty sure she threw it away. but it cost me a pretty penny. Cost me $88 for one and $89 for the other. So I felt really crazed when I had to pay for it. That keto cleanse, the cleanse, you don't have to take two at night. Okay, if your body seems to be making you go too much. Oh, I was going to say one. But they were you taking it at night or during the day?
I was taking two during the day and one at night.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you were taking it at night. And that was just the cleanse at night, right?
But I was only taking one, and I wasn't even taking two. I think the first in a couple of nights I might have taken two, and then I was like, I'm only going to take one.
Yeah, because that is the one that gets rid of the toxins the best. It even burns fat while you sleep, as well as it's supposed to give you energy in the morning when you get up so you'll feel better. But it definitely will clean your system out so your body won't hold no fat, and it helps get rid of the fat that's broke down with the keto during the day hours. You know, when you're taking your keto, that when that's taking and breaking down things for you, that helps get rid of it the next day. Okay. So if you ever decide to give it another chance or a go, because you have it, definitely remember to start off with just one and see how it makes you feel. If you just know that you can't bear it with just that one, then I won't. But I'm going to be honest, for I do have customers who are on this product right here who loves it to death. I have one who was scared that she wasn't going to get her product because her cart messed up. So we had to advise her that we sent her a customer courtesy bottle, and we got her hooked up where she can start receiving her product again. And she loves it, both bottles. But at this time,
it works for some people, and that's the thing about taking medicines or taking
anything.
It's like it's an individual story, you know. It's not everybody's body works the same way.
That is true. That is so true, and I understand because. Honestly, I probably need to cleanse, but I don't like just taking something that will, you know, make me go, because I usually have to sit for long periods and hours, and I get up too early in the morning. So it's like, can't take that right now. It has to be something I would have to take when I'm okay later that day.
Right. And you don't want to feel like you got to be like pooping while you're out and about either.
Right. Oh, believe me.
You know, nobody likes to poop when they're out and about. No one.
Okay, let's see here. I did send that over to them. I'm just looking for it to come back. I see that one came back for $45.98. So you will get $45.98 that will post back to your account within the next 3 to 5 business days, okay?
What was that?
I'm waiting on your...
What was the first amount that you said?
That $45.98.
98. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And that's for the 91.89. So I'm just trying to wait on the other one. Okay. It shouldn't take much longer. You should get an email.
But we are canceled though. Even though you're doing this refunded 50% amount, we're still canceled. Nothing else will be coming in February.
Nothing else.
Getting my card. If anything, you're putting money back to my card.
Correct. That's what I'm doing. The other one has come through as well. You will get back $46.45.
Okay, I'm writing these down. And you said how many days? 3 to 5
It takes 3 to 5 business days before you see it post to your account, ma'am.
That's fine. I will I'll call
Okay.
The
you should even get a customer courtesy email. My name is Terry. While we're on, can you see your email? Let's see here. That email that is, I want to say Beaumont.
I'm in my email right now. So, because I was looking up the keto ascend. Yeah. Beaumont, Beaumont @Janet@Yahoo.
Okay. You should be seeing some refund notification. I'm looking at it this end, so I wanted to see if you got it before we hang up.
Okay, hold on. I was in the search thing, so let me go back.
Okay.
Support, tryketoascend.com, refund notification. I got one. Did you send
Okay,
two?
You should get two.
I got the first one. I got
Give
the
it
first
just
one
a couple more minutes.
Oh, and there's an order cancellation number, which is the same number that the lady Jasmine gave me.
Okay.
So, yeah, like, you're obviously doing it the right way. The first chick didn't, and I don't even know what her name was. And I usually write everything down, and that's why I'm saying I don't even have anything written down from this. So the only thing I could think of is I was in the car, and I was making this call when that first time when I made the call to the girl. I must have been in the car, because if I didn't write it down, I was driving. I write everything down.
Oh, I believe it. I would, too. Believe me, especially that I have learned.
Dude, I am
too.
So old school. I don't care how much digital shit we come up with. I am extremely old school. I keep track of everything. I save every receipt. I have a whole file in my email of just receipts.
Oh, okay.
Things that I've ordered, things that I haven't ordered, things that I've refunded, things that have like this is going into receipts when I'm done.
Oh, okay.
But I keep track of everything. So that's why I'm saying the only reason there's no information on that last thing is that I probably made that call when I was in the car, probably on my way to work. And that's why I don't have anything written down on this. And, and like I said, I didn't even see her information, only the order confirmation. So she never sent me the email either. So obviously that call was just a freaking wreck.
Well, this time that's why I want to make sure you get your emails. Have the one
which is why Jasmine
for
did a fine job. I just want to let you know, Jasmine did a fine job. I wasn't, asking for a supervisor because she was not doing a good job. It was because I wanted to make sure that this shit went through correctly.
I do understand.
And
I
obviously
will make
it
sure
didn't
to
the
let
first
her know.
Time, so I'm not playing games this time. Now I'm, serious about it. So that's why I was like, look, Jasmine, you're fine. Yeah, you did a good job. I just want to speak to somebody who can actually make something happen.
Yes, ma'am. Can you see if you got that second email for me? Because I want to make sure that you have it.
Okay, going back. Yep, the second one just came through. Refund notification, 4645, same. And this is a different cancellation number. This says A426-7753CC.
Yes, ma'am, because that one's for the keto. The first
cleanse.
One was for the cleanse.
One's for the cleanse, one's for the ascend. So I didn't know which one was which, just the total amounts of the charges. I didn't know which one
was
which.
Yes, ma'am.
I figured they needed to be two separate ones, so I need to write this number down too. This is the other cancellation. So with the CC number, that was for which one?
That will be for the cleanse.
So that was the original number was the wet Jasmine gave me was for the cleanse.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I'm going to write cleanse here. And then the other number is
for the keto.
426-7753CC. And this was for the ascend.
Okay. Is there anything else that I can do for you today, ma'am?
No, you've done enough. I mean, I wish you would have been able to give me more money, but you were able to give me at least enough for the charge of one bottle, and it should make a difference. So when it all comes down to it all, I'll be charged $92.90, $91.89 for on 12/26, and then the other ones that came out, the other $92.90 and $91 for $128, that will be there. But in 5 days, I should be getting back $45.98 and $46.45 should cover the cost of something.
Yes,
at least one of the bottles.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, then I will keep an eye on that and keep track. And if everything is okay, I shouldn't have to file the dispute with my credit card company, and I will go from there. Thank you very much for your assistance. And like I said, Jasmine, she was fine. I wasn't asking for a supervisor because she did shitty service. It was because I just wanted to make sure that this was taken care of correctly and effectively, and that I had some kind of confirmations that everything that we're done. But,
yes, ma'am.
Know,
I will
that
definitely
the agreement
let her
between
know.
Us is done, so to speak.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time and your assistance. And I'm sorry for getting shitty or rude, but, I'm
you were fine. Broad. Believe me, I
and
do understand.
But you sound like you're tough broad, too. So that's probably why you're in the supervisory position. So.
I am tough. I understand. Believe me, I've been there. Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Right on. I mean, it's a rough job that you have to deal with, and you never know what kind of person you're going to get on the phone when you're dealing with the public. Dealing with the public is not easy. So I get that.
Yeah.
So I appreciate what you've been able to do and the fact that you were able to throw an extra discount in there to give me a better refund. That was helpful. And again, these are things that Jasmine couldn't do. So that's why I wanted to step over her.
All right. Well, I will definitely let her know she did a good job. I do want to thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day, ma'am, and please stay safe out there, okay?
All right. You too. Be well. Thank you, Terry. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.